The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
At KPMG, our people make the difference. It's not just something we say, it's what we do. Combining the power of people and technology, we uncover brighter insights, innovate bolder solutions, and create better data-driven outcomes. KPMG, make the difference.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
It's Wednesday, January 27th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two areas of focus today: security, law enforcement moves, convictions on iOS, and tax laws cause upcoming issues for remote work. This is the Business of Tech. Lots of security stories to talk about today. Law enforcement across Europe and North America coordinated to take down the Emotet botnet. Law enforcement and judicial authorities took down the entire infrastructure after gaining control of its servers earlier this week. It was several hundreds of servers located around the world, an entirely distributed organization. This infrastructure was, quote, the primary door opener for these hackers, heavily using malicious emails. There's a website to query if you want to know if your email was compromised. Another win for law enforcement? A hacker pled guilty to hacking and blackmailing several U.S. companies and paid $600,000 for his crimes. He picked targets based on their Alexa traffic rankings, blackmailed, bluffed, or extorted them after breaking into their systems. Google has warned of a novel social engineering method used to hack security researchers. While there aren't complete details, the suggestion is that the targets now are researchers themselves. Using fake blogs and Twitter accounts, the actors are building credibility in the security community to then leverage in attacks, such as then sending over code for collaboration that instead holds malware. Plus, news you can use today. Apple released an update for iOS on Wednesday, and reports say it patches an exploit that's actively being used. Experts say the three bugs are used together to lure a user to a malicious site and run system-level code, thus the compromise. So why do we care? Patch those iOS devices. Simple start. The best outcomes I report on the show involve shutting down criminal activities. The theme to those? Law enforcement. each story has an embedded element of police getting involved. Thinking about the question, what should you do, more than just why you should care, I will ask, how many MSPs and IT services companies have a specific procedure for reporting and interacting with law enforcement? Do you even have the contact procedure ready without Googling it? I included a link in the show notes to get you started. Does the procedure include the information you need to have ready? While obvious, I suspect if I spoke with 90% of providers, they'd look at me with a blank stare. Something that is known conceptually, but not practically. So today, what should you do? Is get ready in that process. Have your forms and your documentation and your procedure ready, because the only way this slows is when the cost of doing business is too high for the criminals. Next up today, remote work. Growing concerns about the tax liabilities from work from home. Tax laws aren't built for telecommuting. As a general rule, income taxes are owed where you work, not where you live. With workplaces disrupted, tax bases are moving around. An example, New Hampshire is suing Massachusetts over workers to pay income taxes on work completed outside of the state. Why? New Hampshire has no income tax. Massachusetts says work that would have been done in their state is taxable. This fight isn't just there. New York and New Jersey will have issues too, among others. How about this? The hybrid work week is going to stay. Slack asked workers about the model. 63% like the hybrid working model, 20% want to work from home full-time, and just 12% want to go back to the office. The numbers are even better among younger people. So why do we care? With this fight, changes to work will be codified. Once codified, they're not going back. There's money to be made soon in consulting around the changes to come, as IT systems will change and be needed. That may just be as simple as the payroll providers adapting, but that's a threat too. Many of those are now providers offering IT services. Ignoring that change will come with peril. Layer in the fact that employees like this, and those younger employees like it a lot. PCmatic, endpoint security built on a zero-trust philosophy, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. Lightweight, simple to deploy, easy to manage. Find out about PCmatic's unique lead sharing programs for MSPs, backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Together, we bring advanced security solutions combined with more than sales enablement. We bring actual leads. Find out more about PCmatic by visiting PCmatic.com/MSP. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Looking forward to February as we are sold out for sponsorships for that month. You'll be getting ads from a couple of new sponsors with new messages. And additionally, we've got a new show on YouTube called What I Tell Investors. Examples of markets that get explored, and that library will be growing over time. Check it out at youtube.com/MSP Radio, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.